Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. The eternal gifts of Christ the King, the apostles' glory let us sing, and all with hearts of gladness raise, do hymns of thankful love and praise. Their faith in Christ the Lord prevailed, their hope a light that never failed, their love a blaze o'er pathways trod, to lead them to our loving God. In them the Abba's glory shone, in them the will of God's own Son, in them exalts the Holy Ghost, through them rejoice the heavenly host. O great Redeemer, hear our cry, that you would join to them on high, your servants who this grace implore, forever and forevermore. Amen. I have run the race, I have kept the faith, now I await the crown that has been prepared for me. I trust in God, even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe, even when I cry out, there is no one I can trust. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name. I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones suffer and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have run the race, I have kept the faith, now I await the crown that has been prepared for me.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I handed on to you, first of all, what I myself had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and in accordance with the Scriptures, rose on the third day, that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Last of all, he was seen by me. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. As the Abba has loved me, so too have I loved you. Live on in my love, and love one another. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. No greater love exists than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you love as I have commanded. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. I have chosen you to go forth and bear much fruit. Your fruit must endure, so my Abba will be near. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me. Ask and you'll receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to all things in my name. I call you my friends, no longer are you slaves, for I've made known to you all the Abba told me.
although Nathanael's bigotry doubted anything good could come out of Nazareth, you identified him as a true Israelite, and he came to acknowledge you as Son of God and ruler of Israel. Teach us to live with integrity, to overcome our biases, and to recognize you in our sisters and brothers. You understood the apostles' quarreling about rank and status, but explained to them that real glory comes from self-emptying service, taking the place of a slave, and giving up your life for others. May we seek not to be served, but to serve, and to be close to you in the persons and species who count for nothing in the eyes of the world. You invited the apostles to support you with their presence and prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Make us conscious of the presence of your glory in the beauty of every day, and in the faces of all those who suffer. You sent your apostles to carry the good news to the poor, to set the universe ablaze with the light and warmth of your love. Make us messengers of peace and bearers of your word in all we say and do. You strengthened Bartholomew to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution and execution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Gracious God of life and love, you called Bartholomew to stay close to Jesus and to learn from him that the most important position on earth as in heaven is being the servant and slave of all. He quickly learned that serving a community of disciples makes one a target of religious and political leaders whose power is built on wealth and violence which lord it over others. May we who celebrate Bartholomew's life and legends on this feast learn from his example that sitting in glory with Christ means finding and serving him in the least of our brothers and sisters. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, y los tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende.